On Sunday, millions of people all around the world will celebrate Lunar New Year, ushering in the Year of the Rabbit. It's a time to reflect, pay respect to your elders, and if you're lucky, receive some hongbao, that's a red envelope stuffed with cash.
Another staple of the holiday, which will sound familiar to everyone, a bountiful table full of delicious food.
Oh, yeah.
The food is really the main star because everybody works together. And they share so many things. And during the eating, they talk and connect.
That's Maggie Ju, who writes the blog Omnivore's Cookbook. We talked to her and other Asian American food bloggers and chefs about the food they most associate with Lunar New Year. Like Thanksgiving in the U.S., each family has specific dishes that are always on their table. For Ju's feast, dumplings are a must.
For my family, it's really special because everybody worked together. My grandparents, my parents, like my aunt, uncles, like my cousin, we wrap like hundreds of dumplings. We usually start working from the afternoon, and this process just goes on for hours and hours.
It really does. You can use a ground meat filling if you like, but Ju fills hers with a mix of vegetables and tofu, seasoned with soy sauce. And some advice, it takes practice to make perfect pleats when folding dumplings. I know I can't. So Ju says to keep it simple and just have fun.
Just don't be too strict about like how you fold them. If this is your first time to make it, I'd say you can simply just fold them like a half moon, like a pierogi.
For Kevin Tian, the executive chef of the DC restaurant Moon Rabbit, the holiday is also associated with one dish.
It's my favorite thing to eat in the whole world. Every time I smell it, it reminds me of my grandma's house. And that's what I like cook now. It's what we call tit kal. So it's a caramelized braised pork belly.
Tian is Vietnamese, so he celebrates the Year of the Cat, according to the Vietnamese zodiac. His dish starts by making caramel in a pot, heating sugar until it melts.
As soon as you get this like beautiful, deep amber color caramel, I take it off the heat, and then I'll add like fresh chopped garlic, a little bit of ginger, and chilies. And as soon as those aromatics are done sweating, we'll add coconut soda. The preferred brand is Coco Rico, and then there's the pork belly, which we've marinated in a little bit of soy, a lot of garlic, black pepper. And you like braise this pork belly till it gets like super tender. And the best part is we boil eggs and you put the eggs into like this caramelized pork stew and the egg absorbs all the like the liquid. Like, you know, the pork's really good, but the egg was where it's at.
Now, no holiday meal is complete without dessert, of course. My favorite Chinese dessert is tang yuan, those sweet glutinous rice balls and soup. But there are so many desserts to gorge on during this holiday.
Back in the day when I lived with my parents and we would go out to eat on every Sunday, we would always go to an Asian bakery afterwards. And I would always get three things, sesame ball, pineapple bun, and a milk tea. And it always tasted right. So that's why I'm bringing it to Lunar New Year these days because, you know, it just kind of brings back memories and it means so much to me.
Sesame bowls are sweet fried dumplings made from a dough of glutinous rice flour, sugar, and hot water. The dough is portioned out and wrapped around a filling of your choice. Nguyen prefers red bean. Then each ball is coated in sesame seeds and fried until crispy and golden brown. It may not be an elaborate dessert, but it is a crowd pleaser. And that's what's most important.
For Lunar New Year specifically, food is a way for family and friends to gather so that they can wish each other good luck, good fortune, prosperity, and longevity. And so some of the dishes that we eat and the things that we give to each other all have specific meanings.
You can find recipes for each dish mentioned and more at npr.org. From all of us to all of you, 新年快乐,恭喜发财, Happy Lunar New Year.
May the Year of the Rabbit or the Cat bring you good fortune and lots of good food.